I burn things. It's my job. Once the sappers break the walls and all the soldiers have stormed the castle, we are sent in to take care of any stubborn resistance. We rarely fail. I am a soldier through and through, born with a sword on my hip and cut my teeth younger than most. I'm damn good at my job, and I take pride in my work. This city burned like any other, slow and hot. Now, I'm part of the peacekeeping efforts until a real garrison comes in. Curfew, law enforcement, that sort of a thing. I'm on a patrol through the ruins of the city. People eye me with disgust. I'm used to it. They scurry before my gaze and hide amongst the shadows. The next thing I saw was you. I've never been one for words, but you made me want to become a minstrel and sing of you from the rooftops. You were magnetic, a beacon, someone safe. All that I could tell from a glance. And then you looked at me, and I was winded. Your eyes took my breath away, deep and soft and caring. I stood there frozen, laid bare beneath your gaze. I've been in battles before, and they have a type of fear associated with them. But this was no type of fear I knew. Not terror, not apprehension, but more of a nervousness. Not in the sense that something bad would happen, but that, if I did act, something great would. I approached you with a purpose, and you looked at me closer. I steeled myself against your disarming look, and you smiled, and I knew I was lost. I stood before you, mute, not finding the words coming to my mouth. You broke the silence, and at your voice, I was yours. You owned me. The ease at which you spoke calmed me and gave me the courage to open up to you. Our conversation turned from casual to serious to something more. We were laying down flirtatious remarks at each other's feet, building a kindling, waiting for the spark. And you set it off with a look and a glance. And I followed you. We went to the nice part of town, what was left of it anyways. You knew your way around here. People knew you. Everyone gave you a smile and a wave. But I wasn't paying attention to them. I only had eyes for you. Watching the way you walked. The ease with which your body moved. Like some type of predator. It was hypnotic. Before I knew it, we had stopped. In front of us, a door. I looked at you, and you returned the favor. Then you smiled, and I melted. We barely made it inside before we got lost in each other's arms. Our lips pressed together, burning with passion. Our breathing already getting ragged and raw. Our hands fumbling at our clothes. And for the first time in my life, I cursed at my armor. You were patient, though, agonizingly so. And I was melting for you, burning for you. Our hands tracing, touching, grabbing all over, leaving sparks of ecstasy in their wake. Our night lasted an eternity, exploring the secrets of our bodies together, making us moan with new discoveries. Breathing, gasping, moaning each other's names as loud as we could, making sure everyone knew how much we lusted for one another. Memories of our desire echoing through the night. I knew how much you meant to me when you were there, curled by my side. Spent and exhausted by the feeling that my hands and my mouth had given you. Basking in the afterglow of our pleasure. And you said my name with such tenderness and care that I knew I wanted you. The next few days were full of torrid affairs of lust and passion. I would find you, or you would find me, and we took what we wanted from each other, and we gave freely. Because I knew we were meant for one another, our love burning a swath through the city. Then, one day, I tried to find you. It was a surprise for you. I was meant to be back in the barracks, guarding the door. But I called in a favor so I could find you. You and your eyes. You and your smile. You and your body. And I did. I did find you. But those eyes, smile, and body were all directed to someone else. Not in the companionable way towards the people on your block, but how you directed your attention to me. And I followed. And we went to the nice district, all three of us. You and they were paying too much attention to each other to notice me. And you went to the door I have such fond memories of. And you and they stepped through, as we did. Arms and body a tangle. I found a vantage point and watched. And the secrets you shared with me, you shared with them. That precious knowledge, now made common and useless. And I hated you I didn't care what you meant to me before. I was going to hurt you. It wasn't hard. I just told my captain that a highly charismatic individual was gaining support in one of the districts. And him, being a paranoid old bastard, gave me the go-ahead to bring them in. And I did. I wasn't gentle. You looked at me with those eyes and that damned smile, and I ignored you. I took you to a cell and tossed you in. We were alone. You looked confused at me and talked to me, and I ignored you. You began to plead and beg, and I ignored you. And I hit you again and again and again, until you were down on the ground, broken and at my mercy. And I stripped you bare and used that tawdry, precious knowledge those secrets taught me. And I took everything I could from you and left you there, our love, cooling cinders. The next day, I made sure you were on the list. This list is long. This list holds names of those who betrayed the country. And as a citizen of the country, you did. You were placed on the bier, bundles of kindling piled beneath you. I poured oil over you, and you cried, and I ignored you, and I took a torch, and I lit you ablaze, and you were such a pleasure to burn.